Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. We will begin three lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Alisa. So we're moving along in Perek Ha'arva Haroitev, and we're going to continue to discuss the halachos of Tuma B'Taira. Now, the majority of the daf is going to be a hemshech of last week's daf yoimi, which is halachos in Mesechtes Uktzin, Yad, Shomer, as it relates to Tumas Oichlin and Tumas Nevela, but the Gemara is in the midst of its digression, and that is discussing not halachos in Mesechtes Uktzin, but rather halachos in Mesechtes Kelim. So the sugi really began with a mishnah on daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, a mishnah in the 28th perek of Mesechtes Kelim. The Mishnah said, Talish is Chabavakairo, a talis that was Tomei, Kivan Shenikra Ruba, Shuv Enoi Chibur Utahira. If you want this talis to be tar, you would have to tear the majority of it. As soon as the majority of the talis is torn, whatever tumah was inside this talis is Pireach Ba'aver, you no longer have to treat this talis as a talis that's Tomei, but rather the talis is going to be tar. And then the Gemara and Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis brought two important memories from the Amoron, both of which are very negated this morning's daf. The first was Amar Rav Huna Mishum Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi Loishanu. This halacha that if you have a talis that's tamei and you tear the majority of it, it becomes tar. That's only if it was Loishayir Bakidei Mafiris. That's only if you tore the majority of it, but also the minority that you left was less than the size of a kerchief. But if you tore the majority of the talis, but the minority that you left was at least the shear of a mafoiras chibur, it's still considered connected, and as a result, the talis is still going to be tummy. That was the first halach. The second was a machloikis, Rav Shlokish, and Rav Yoichan. Amar Ish Shlokish, the Gemara continued and said, Lo yishanu ela talis. The only time this halach is true, that if you tear the majority of the talis, and the way Rav Huna explained it, you leave less than a kidei mafiris. We say the talus is tar. That's if the talus was made out of cloth. Aval or, but if it was made out of leather, then the halacha is cholim. It's considered attached. It's considered a healthy talus. So even though you tore the majority of it, and you tore it so much that it's even pachas mikidei mafiris, the halach is that if it's made out of or, it's still going to be tamir. Rabbi Yochanan argued, he said, afilo or, nami loy cholam. If you tear it so much that you have pachas mikidei mafiris, less than the shear of a kerchief, even if it's made out of or, the halach is, it's going to be tar. Either way, the Gemara on daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis brought three kashas that Rabbi Yochanan asked on Reish Lakish, and we're going to pick up now with the fourth kasha, Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a fourth question essentially on Shitas Reish Lakish. Again, what's Reish Lakish's Shita? That this Mishnah in the 28th parak of Masechtas Kelim that says that if you have a talis and the majority of this talis is torn, it was Tameh, and you left over Pachos Mikidei Mafiras, the Mishnah says it's tar. That's only if the talis was made out of cloth. But if it was made out of ur, it's still considered strong, and as a result, it's going to retain its tone. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the kasha from another Mishnah, Masechtas Kelim. Kalim Perikei Mishnah Zayin Tanur Shenitma, a tanur that's an oven that became Tommy. Kates Matar Noisoi, how you matar it? Chokel Lishloisha. So the Tanakama says you're supposed to break it, but not into two parts, you have to break it into three parts. Additionally, the Goyer es Atfela Achie Baritz, you have to remove all the plaster around the tanner, meaning you have to do two things in order to be metayer the tanner. Number one, you have to break it into at least three pieces. Number two, you have to remove the plaster. Now, the reason you have to remove the plaster is because if the plaster would still be on the outer part of the tanner, even if the tanner was broken, it would still be attached on some level. Unless you remove the plaster, the pieces of the tanner won't be completely detached from themselves. As a result, says the Chachamim, you have to do two things. Number one, chokai l'shloisha. Number two, and that's going to be the critical point, goyer es atfela. You have to remove the plaster. Meir says, eni tzarech loy ligor es atfela. V'loy achei bar, it's not necessary to remove the plaster. What do you have to do? Elam ma'atoy mi bifnim mi dalet tvachim. You have to make sure that there's no piece that's going to be for tvachim. So as long as you make the piece is less than four tefachim, Rav Meir says that's enough in order to be metar. It says the Gemara, it sounds like according to Rav Meir, as long as you don't have one piece of the tanner that's going to be four tefachim, that's enough for it to be tar, even if you didn't remove the plaster. The Chachamim were the ones that said you have to do two things. You have to be cholkei l'shloisha, Additionally, you have to remove the plastic. According to Rami, you don't have to remove the plastic. What's the kasha? How can you be metayra taner if you didn't remove the plaster? If the plaster is still there, that means on some level it's still attached. If that's the case, lema chalim v'kayi. Why don't we say it's still attached? And it's a kasha Rish Lakish. Meaning, just like Rish Lakish said, that if you have a talus that's tamid, you tear the talus, Rav of the talus, it's even pachos mikidei mafiras. You literally tore it almost 100%. But if it's made out of ar, that chibur is enough to say that you look at it as a talus shalim, and as a result, it doesn't become tar, despite the fact that you tore it. How does it stem with Rav Meir in this Mishnah? Because Rav Meir says that you could be metayr a taner by disassembling it, to the point where you don't have one piece that's less than dalat fachim. As long as there's nothing that's more than dalat fachim, that's enough to say that the entire taner is going to be tar. But the chiddush is that even if there's still plaster around, it means it's still on some level mechubar. L'chayra, the plaster is to the tanner like the talus that's made out of ar. Because even though it's torn, even though the tanner is broken, but there's some chibur. The chibur with the tanner is the plaster. The chibur with the talus alar is the little bit that's still mechubar, being that it's made out of ar, is considered some sort of a chibur. So the Gemara's kasha is, Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah, had his Reish Lakish shtim with Rav Meir, Zokte Gemara, Amalei Rava. So Rava heard Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha, and he said, Rabbi Yirmiyah, I don't understand your question. Meaning, it's a wonderful question. Had his Reish Lakish shtim with Rav Meir? But there's two shittas in that Mishnah. There's Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Chacham Margit Rav Meir. The Chachamim said, in order to be Metayra Tanu, you have to do two things. You have to, number one, break the Tanu into three pieces. Number two, you have to remove the plaster. So, Freit Rav Rava to Rav Yirmiyah ve'ema midirabonon goyres atfeilo atshiyeh ba'aretz. And why are you asking Akasha on Reish Lakish from Rav Meir? Maybe bring a raya to Reish Lakish from the Rabbana. Meaning it's true, Reish Lakish doesn't stem with Rav Meir. But Reish Lakish has a Tana the Messiah. He has the Chachamim that a Messiah. So how could you ask a Kasha on Reish Lakish? How do you stem with the Rav Meir in the fifth paragraph of Masechtas Chelim? Bishloima, if there were no Tanam that argued with Rav Meir. So now you have an Amir Reish Lakish that's taking on Rav Meir. That's not something he's allowed to do. But that Rav Meir is even a Das Yochid. Fakert. Reish Lakish's halacha stems very nicely with that Mishnah. It stems with the Chachamim. That's the majority opinion. The Yochid V'Rabim halacha K'rabim. It's a fuzok rabbi. You're me asking a kasha because you don't know how to reconcile Reish Lakish with Rav Meir at Das Yochid and that Mishnah. That same Mishnah that you're asking on Reish Lakish from, I think, is a riot to Reish Lakish. Because fakir, you see the Chachamim mold is not enough to break the Tanner. Even if you break it into three parts, there's still a chibur if the plaster is still there. So you see this concept that or is cholim, that the plaster would be mechaber elam. Rava said that Mishnah has no relevance. What then is the Mishnah referring to? Hachi kamar tanish in it. My gates of Matar. No, you said, wait, you have to read that Mishnah. Is the Mishnah was of the opinion that if the Tana was Tameh, how you Matar divrei akol chol kulush loish vagaras atfei lachei baret. Meaning, according to Reish Lakish, everybody would hold side the Chachamim and even Rav Meir. Rava saying this l'Ravcha the Milso. But the point is, Rava said that it could be that Mishnah. Everybody would agree that once the Tana became Tameh, if you want to be Matar, it wouldn't be enough to just break it into three parts. Even Rav Meir would agree you have to be gairas atfei. What then is the machlokes remaining the chachamim in that Mishnah? The Mishnah was discussing something else, not discussing a tana that was already tame, but rather we're discussing a tame that's tahar. And you want now to prevent your tana from becoming tame. You're doing something preventative. So haroitzah shelo yavei tana really day tuma. Kate, otherwise, is there something you could do to your tana if you want to have it lying around to put it in a state where it won't be able to be mekabel tuma? The answer is yes. According to the Chacham, what you do is you divide it into three and you remove the plaster. By doing that, you're preventing it from becoming tuma. Over there, said that you don't have to be gerer esatfei, you don't have to remove the plaster. Meaning, you don't have to remove the plaster to prevent the tana from becoming tuma. But once the tana is tuma, you would have to remove the plaster in order to be metayer. The bottom line is, Rava just told Rav Yirmiyah very simply. He said that you're asking a kasha from that Mishnah, from Shitas Rav Meir on Reish Lakish, if anything, the Chachamim support Reish Lakish. Tachlis Rava said, I don't think that Mishnah has a tzushtal anyways. It's not a kasha from a mayor, not a raya from the Chachamim. That Mishnah is discussing something else. That Mishnah is discussing preventative measures. When you have a tanner that's tahar, you don't want it to become tameh, a tanner has to be in a certain state of completion in order for it to be shayach, to be mekabel tumah. If you want to prevent it from becoming tameh, then there's machlokes remain the Chachamim. What would be if it's tameh already? I think Reish Lakish would say that everybody would agree. Say the Chachamim, say Rav Meir, everybody would hold that you have to be geres latvelo. Why? Because any little bit of chibur, as long as there's something there, that's enough for it to
still be tame. And just like Rish Lakish said, that a talus that's made out of ar, even if you tear the majority of it, and even if there's so little remaining, the chibur is pachas mikidei mafayr, it's still going to be tame. So too, with regards to the tanner, he would say the same halacha. Either way, so we're digressing in discussing this Mishnah in Mesechtes Kehilim, Perek Chav Ches, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. One of the digressions were that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the Kasha from a Mishnah in Perikei Mesachtes Kalim, and now that we mention that Mishnah, Perikei Mesachtes Kalim, we're going to digress from our digression and ask a Kasha from that Mishnah, from another Mishnah, if that made any sense. Either way, something more amamar, chokoi l'shloisha. So if you have a Tanur that became Tomei, or the way Rav explained it, you want to prevent it from becoming Tomei, machloikis remain the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, you have to do two things. Number one, chokoi l'shloisha. Number two, you have to remove the plaster. The Chachamim argued, Rameir argued, Rameir said you don't have to remove the plaster. You don't even have to divide it into three. What you have to do is you have to make sure there's no one piece that's going to be dalet fachin. Frank the Gemara, the Rameir will ask you a kasha tanu, tchilasi arba, v'shar of arba, divi Rameir. Rameir says in order for a tanu to be roi, l'kabel tumen has to be four tfachin. If it's pachas mi dalet fachin, it can't become tame. Additionally, if you have a tanu that was tame, and now you want to be metairet, you have to break it to the point where there's no one piece that's going to be four tfachin. Divi Rameir, this is Rameir Lashitasai. Rameir holds that it's all about Dalit Fachim when you're dealing with a Tanner. But what we want is the Chachamim. Chachamim, Mayim, Medvar, Mamur, Begadol. This is all true if you have a Tanner Gadol. In other words, it sounds like the Chachamim agree that by a Tanner Gadol, it's all about Dalit Fachim. Avo Bekotim, but if you have a small Tanner, the whole Tanner is less than four Tvachim. It's a small Tanner. Tchilasai Kolshu, as long as it's a Kolshu, that's enough, Mishatigamir Malachta, as soon as the work is complete with it, in order for it to be Roy Lakabot Tuma, and Shiarav Berubai. If it was Tomei, and now, you want to be metaret, the way to be metaret is by breaking it. And you have to make sure that there's no one piece that represents the majority of the share of the tanner. As long as you do that, that's the way you metaret. The kama kolshu, he said it could be even a kolshu. How small is a kolshu? It could even be a tefach. So a small tanner, I guess there was something called like a larger commercial oven and a smaller oven. The bigger oven has to be for tefachim. The smaller one could be even a tefach, meaning that's what kol shu is. And where do you find that you have a tanur so small? Because they used to make tanur b'nais tefach. Rashi says the kids used to play with them. So either way, there was a concept of an oven that's only a tefach, and that has a special place in halacha. But either way, the Gemara's kasha is, time to kish yar of Dalit. The kasha is from the chachamim by a tanur gadol. What did the Chum say by a Tanu Gadol? That if you want to be Metairit after it became Tomei, you just have to make sure that there's no piece that's going to be four Tvachim. But if there's going to be one piece that's going to be four Tvachim, that's going to be a problem. Holeka Shior of Dalit, Tar. But it sounds like as long as there's not one piece that's four Tvachim, it's going to be Tar. What's the Kasha? It's Mamish, a blatant contradiction to the Bryce or to the Mishnah that the Gemara brought on the bottom of Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. In the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah said, Tanu Shenitma, what do the Chachamim hold? Cholkai L'Shloisha. And over here, what do the Chachamim say? It has to be Pachas Midalit. It's not the same shear. Which one is it? Does it have to be Cholkai L'Shloisha? Or does it have to be Pachos Midalit? Talk to Gemara. Amri, you have to say that it depends on how you break the Tanner. Sometimes it would have to be Cholkoi L'Shloisha, and sometimes it could even be Shnayim. It would be enough that as long as you don't have one piece, that's going to be Dalit Fach. What does it depend on? Hasam Ditzalke Mitzlak, Hocha Da'avde Gistra. It depends if you would Tzalke Mitzlak, meaning you broke it horizontally, so you took the height and you just sliced it in half, so now the height is cut into two. Avde Gistra means where you cut it vertically. So you chopped it in half. You didn't cut the height, but you cut it through the height remained the same. You just cut it into two pieces. Which Mishnah is talking about which? The Mishnah that says that you have to have at least Dalit Tvachim. That's talking about where you cut it to its width. As long as if you cut it to its width, even if you weren't Cholkoi L'Shloisha, as long as you don't have one piece that's Dalit Fachim, that's enough to be Metired. If you cut it, however, vertically, it was Avdei Gistera, so then if you have a piece that's Dalit Fachim, it could, Pachas Mi Dalit Fachim, it could be, it would still be Tameh. The only time it's going to be considered Tar is if it was actually Cholkoi L'Shloisha. But the Gemara continues digressing. Omar Mar. Shiarav Berubai. So what was the
last Mishnah that we learned. This Mishnah, incidentally, is also in the fifth Perek of Masechtas Kelim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah over there said that if you have a Tanner, in order for it to become Tomei, it has to be Dalet Tvachim. What happens if it was Tomei already? Now you want to be Matirit. Rameir says that if you have a piece that's still four Tvachim, it's going to be Tomei. If it's Pachas Midalet Tvachim, then it's going to be Tar. The Chachamim said that it depends. If it's a Tanner Gadol, that's going to be the Halacha. If it's a Tanner Katan, then it's not about Dalet Tvachim. As long as you break it to the point that there's no one piece that represents a majority of the Tanner, that's enough for it to be tar. Says the Gemara, Shiara Berubai, Ruba de Tefach Lamayhavi. How could you tell me that if you have roiv of a small Tanner, which we defined was even as small as a Tefach, the Allah is it's still going to be tamik? As if to say the only time it's going to be tar is if it was Pachis Tefach. L'chayra, a roiv of a Tefach is worthless. As how can you say that that's chashiv enough for it to still be tamik? Right? The idea of breaking something is you take away its chashivas. You mafak. It's metzius. But over here, you're telling me that if you have roiv of a tefach, that would be enough for it still to be considered chashav. Look, what's a roiv of a tefach? Amar Abaya. So Abaya said the way you have to read the Mishnah is a very big doichik. Shiore gadol berubai. That when the Chachamim say that shiore berubai, they're going back to Tanur gadol. If that's the case, you can't even read the Mishnah. Right? Let's try to read the Mishnah the way Abaya said it. Tanur tchilasa yarba v'shiyar of arba devi rameir. Rameir says if a tanur that's tamei and you want to be metairit, you break it. As long as you have pieces that are less than dalet tfachim, that's enough for it to be tar. The Chachamim say b'medvar mamur begadol. I agree with you, Rameir, when it comes to a gadol. Abu bekatan tchilasa kolshu m'shitigamer malachdoi and then shiyar of berubai, which Abaya says is going back to tanur gadol. If that's the case, what are the Chachamim saying? The Chachamim moim ribam edvar mamurim begadol. Meaning, I agree, it's totally in dalet fachem a tanur gadol. And then they say it's shiar berubai. It's a different share. That it all depends on the on roiv. So which one is it? The Gemara says like kasha habet tanur bar tisha, habet tanur bar shiv. It depends. Are we talking about a tanur that's seven tfachim or a tanur that's nine tfachim? What does seven or nine have to do with anything? The point is, are we talking about a tanur where roiv of the tanur is going to be less than dalet fachem? Are we talking about a tanur where roiv of the tanur is going to be more than dalet fachem? The punchline is that the Chachamim hold that you can never have a tanner that's going to be tamei if it's less than dalet tvachim. If you break the pieces and the pieces are now less than dalet tvachim, even if it's roiv, dalachas, it's never going to be tamei. And the svara behind it is because just like that Mishnah Masechtas Kelim said, tanner tchilasa yarba, a tanner doesn't become roiv lekabel tum unless it's dalet tvachim. If you had a big tanner and you broke it and the pieces are less than dalet tvachim, it doesn't retain its tumah. There's a minimum share of dalet tvachim. So as a result, if it's less than dalet tvachim, dalach is it's always going to be tar. The question is, where the tanner was so big that roiv of the tanner is more than dalet tvachim. So mana shachi have dalet tvachim. There the chachamim hold that if you make it less than roiv, it's going to be tar. So if it's less than dalet tvachim, even if the piece represents roiv, it's going to be tar because there's a minimum share of tumah as it relates to tanner of dalet tvachim. Where it's negaya the share roiv is if it's more than that. So it's nine tvachim. So now roiv is 4.5 tvachim. Plus. So over there, the halach is that if you have a piece that's dalet vachim, I don't care that it's dalet vachim, meaning that it's not roiv, that's going to be enough for it to be tar. So roiv is going to go lekula. If it's more than dalet vachim, the roiv, then the shear is going to be roiv. But if roiv is less than dalet vachim, then the shear is not going to be roiv. Either way, just one last piece as it relates to the sugyas over here and the digression of Masechtas Kelim. And that is that, again, the original Mishnah, on Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah in Perek Chaf Ches and Masechtas Kelim said, Talus Shehizcha Balakaira, if you have a talus that's Tameh, now you're tearing it. Kimen Shenikra Ruba, Shuvei Nechibur Tahira. As long as you tear the majority of it, that's enough for it to be tar. And we said there were two memories that the Moiram said. The second one was what we've discussed so far. That's the Machloikis Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. But there was a first one as well. That was Amar Rav Huna Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yoisi. Loishanu Elosh Loishaya Bakhtei Mafiris. The only time this is true, if you tore the majority of it and you didn't leave a Kedei Mafiris. The amount that's left over, the minority, is pachas from the size of a kerchief. But if you left over kidei mafayres chibur, it's still going to be tamei. Zok the Gemara lishnach rina. As it relates to what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi, I'm Rav Huna Shmuel Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi. That filu shaybok kidei mafayres, just the opposite. That when the Mishnah says in Masechtas Kelim that if you tear this talus that's tamei, Roiv. Talach is its tar. So in the first Lishna, you have to make sure that you didn't leave over Kedem HaFaris. Because if you leave over Kedem HaFaris, I don't care if it's Roiv. The bottom line is it's still going to be Tame. In the Lishna, Achrina, Afilu Shayer Kedem HaFaris, still it's going to be tar. And it's on that we stated the Machloik is Rabbi Yoichan and Reish Lakish. So this Lishna Achrina doesn't only impact what Rav Huna said, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, it also impacts Rabbi Yoichan and Reish Lakish. Because according to the second Lishna, Reish Lakish commented on what Rav Huna said, that loishanu, this that you're telling me, that if you left over a kedem haforis, even though you tore roiv, still it's going to be tamei, that's only true for a talis. Avalar, we left over a kedem haforis, and it's made out of ar, there it's going to be chashav. Meaning, Reish Lakish agrees that if you would tear it, yoiser mikedem haforis, even if it was made out of ar, it would still be tahar. The only time Reish Lakish in the Slishna Achrina saying his avacha, that there's a difference between talos and ar, is if you left over a kedem haforis. In the first Lishna, if you left over a kedem haforis, it was tummy anyways. So it wasn't negay the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was negay only when you tore it yoisa mikedem haforis. And it was even there that Reish Lakish said as halacha that ar is going to be tummy. In the Lishna Achrina, Reish Lakish only said as halacha we were mishayir kedem haforis. So you have two things. Number one, it's kedem haforis, and it's made out of ar. It's over there. The Reish Lakish said as halach. Bechon argued. He said, "Afilu ar nami loy chash." Even if it's made out of ar, and it's kedem haforis, still it's going to be isver. Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Bechon answered Reish Lakish akasha. So in this lishna, it's only one kasha, not four kashas. Ar tame medres. As if you have an ar, a beged made out of ar, was tame to mas medres. Zov said on it, for example, chishav all of the ritzu of esandlin. If you had in mind now to take this Medris and do something with it, make something from it. You want to make shoes out of it, for example. As soon as you put the izemel inside it, tahar, that's enough for it to say that it's different, it's not that medris anymore, and it's going to be tahar of Rabbi Yehuda. Now you have to make it pachas mechamisha tvachim. What's the kash? It sounds like if you make it less than chamisha tvachim, it's enough for it to be tahar. Amai lema chashiv. Why do you say it's chashiv? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda holds that ar is chashiv. So, Pachas Michamisha Tvachim is more than Kedem HaFaris. So you see that even though it's a share of Kedem HaFaris, still it's going to be Tahar. Frank Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, you see there's no difference between Ur and Talis. According to you, that Ur, where it's Kedem HaFaris, is going to be Tameh, then why is it if you took this Ur and you were Memayed it? Pachas mechamisha tvachim, that's already enough to be metayret. L'chor, you have to be metayret more. You have to make it pachas mekedem haforis. The Gemara says, "Okay, my skin on the gabay like the Moshev Zav." This is something else. This is a piece of art that was used for Moshev Zav, which is why it was a tamei tumas medrus in the first place. So over there, there's halacha pachas mechamisha tvachim. It's not royal to tumas zav and tumas medrus anymore. That's why it's enough to be metayret. Shlokish, who said that art that has a little bit on it is considered chashiv, he was talking about a talis that was made out of art. Talis that was made out of art. If it's kedem haforis, that's enough for it to be Tomei. Exhale. So before we go weiter and go from Masechtas Kelim back to Masechtas Uktzin, so just to interrupt the daf for one moment. That is just, you know, one machshava. So we're learning. We learned the whole week, last week, sugyas that deal with Dinei Tome V'Taira. And this week, Bezus Hashem is going to be another week of Gemaras that deal with halachas of Tumma v'tahira. Urva Reitiv is clearly living up to its reputation. And the truth is that the halachas of Tumma v'tahira are not really very nogei. I mean, we don't live in a world anymore of Tumma v'tahira. Once upon a time, there was a concept of an Amaretz, and there were Oichle Truma, and Oichle Kachim, and Tumma v'tahira was very much a part of everyday life. Today, we're all Tamei anyways. We're all Tamei Tumas Meis. There's no Paraduma to be Metairas from Tumas Meis. So really, the laws of Tumma v'tahira today are not really very relevant. Stating that, just one machshava. That is, yesterday was Parshas Parah. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Megillah, Simen Tov Resh Pei Hei, discusses the Seder Dalet Parshas. And the Mishnah Brura, right in the beginning of Tov Resh Pei Hei, has a little bit of a hakdama. He says, Avair Bekitzer Inyan Dalet Parshas. Just interesting. Chazal Tiknu Likris Dalet Parshas Bishana, Me Resh Chodesh Adar, Ad Resh Chodesh Nisan, Lezichrein Dalet Dvarim, Vehem Eivol. So we know Minhag Yisrael is that Mafter, four Shabbosos between Rosh Chodesh Adar and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we have special kriyas. The purpose of these four kriyas are lezichrein dalet dvarim. Harishayna, he parsha shkala, lezichrein mitzas machzis hashekel, shehoyu mechuyavim litoin lelishka lekarbon atamet b'chal shana. Hashniya he parsha zocher. Lisker Maisa Amalek. V'koyer noise b'shabbos shalifnei Purim. L'samcha l'maisa shahoyim mizera Amalek. U'kidei lahaktim schiras mechias Amalek lasiyasa. U'kidei chsiv ayamim ha'ele niskorim v'nasim. Hashlishes he parshes para aduma. V'hi b'shabbos akoydim parshes achoydesh. Shekein hoya sreifasa b'midbar samach l'nisan.
The first para aduma was burnt. Which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was actually the next day. But the point is that the Sreif of the Parah Aduma was right in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, so Samach Chodesh Nisan, and it's for that reason we read Parshas Parah, Samach Chodesh Nisan. What's the idea of reading Parshas Parah?
Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kidei Lahaz Yisbas Yisrael Be'efer Achatas Miyad Achar Komas HaMishkan, Kidei Shiyu Torim, V'yuchlu Lasis HaPesach Bezman. And it was related, of course, to the Karban Pesach, because you can't read Karban Pesach if you tell me. Then you get bumped to Pesach Sheni. So obviously there's a Pesach theme in the Parah Aduma, because every Yid has to bring a Karban Pesach, thus you have to be Tahar in order to bring the Karban Pesach. If somebody was Tomei Tumas Meis, he needs the Parah Aduma. Also, the first Parah Aduma happened Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But then says the Mishnah Berurah punchline, L'chein Koyrin Parasha Zu. It's for that reason that we read Parasha of Parah, L'hispala L'fon of Yisparach. It's a tefillah. Tadamad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shegam Aleinu Yizrek Mayim Tahirim B'Mehera. It's a tefillah. We're asking Hashem that we're all Tamei. Let the Eibush to be Matayir us from the Tumah that we have. Harevius, what's the fourth parasha? Parashas HaChodesh. B'Shabbos HaSomach L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kidei L'Kadish Chodesh Nisan. So what's the idea of Parashas HaChodesh? It's like an idea of Kiddush HaChodesh. Tichsiv b'toyah, HaChodesh Zazel Lachem Roish Chodashim. Aval ain't it Ikra HaKiddush. Kikra HaKiddush Hube Eis Riyas HaLavon. Hashem HaKadshon Eis HaBezen. Ve'ena HaKriya HaZois El Medrabon. But the point is that reading Parashas HaChodesh is an idea of being Mekadosh the Chodesh.
Why are we only being Mekadosh Chodesh Nisan? Because the Torah says HaChodesh Zazel Lachem Roish Chodashim.
The Torah already accentuated Chodesh Nisan on some level. But either way, says the Mishnah Berurah that the idea of reading the four Parashiyos between Rosh Chodesh Adar and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's Lezichrein Dalet, are four completely unrelated ideas. One is the Machzis HaShekel, which was Nisan time. That was the fiscal year of Machzis HaShekel, always began Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the first Mishnah of Mesach Tishkala. So you have one for Machzis HaShekel, the second one is related to Purim, that's Parashas Zachar, of course. Haman was Mizera Amalek. The third one is the Parah Aduma, as we just mentioned. And the fourth one is HaChodesh. There's an idea of being Mekadesh Chodesh Nisan. But what's interesting, and the one that's Nogeya Le'inyonenu, is that when the Mishnah Berurah brings the idea of Parshas Parah, he says, Lokach Koyrim Parshazu, what's the idea? Lehispala Lefon of Yisparach. Tedavin to Hashem, She Gam Aleinu Yizrek Mayim Tahirim B'Mehera. So reading Parshas Parah is a gedder of a tefillah. I was thinking that it's Yiduah. The machloek is Rambam and Ramban. Where the tefillah is the Iraisa, the tefillah is the Rabbanan. The Rambam sheet, the beginning of Hilchos tefillah is Mitzvah Saseh L'Spal B'Chol Yoyim. There's Mitzvah Saseh the Iraisa the Davin. The Rambam brings it in a Sefer HaMitzvahs as well. The Ramban famously argues. The Ramban says that tefillah is not a mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah saseh deiraisa to daven. Stating that, the Ramban says that there are times when there is a mitzvah deiraisa to daven. When? If a person's in an eis tzara, vayider, yakuv, neder, lemar. So there's a concept, mikansh, and noidrim, mispalal in beis tzara. Another idea is on yontif. The Ramban says it in Pashas Emor, in his Pirush al HaTorah, that on yontif, mikro kodesh, right? Yontif is called mikro kodesh. You come together to daven to HaKadosh Baruch. So even though tefillah is not deiraisa, but you for sure, says the Ramban, find an idea, a concept of tefillah d'iraisa. Ramban gives two examples. If I think Ramban's a little bit, but there's two examples. Number one is Be'ez Tzara. Number two is Yontif. It could be this is another makar, because some Rishonim hold that the Kriya of Parshas Parah is d'iraisa. And what's the emphasis of reading Parshas Parah, says the Mishnah Berurah? Lokach Koren Parshazu lehispala lefon of Yisbarach. Shegam Aleinu Yizrek Mayim Torim B'Meheret. According to those Rishonim, that old Parshas Parah is a Kriya d'iraisa. And the idea of Parshas Parah is lehispala with davening, lehispala. You know, it's interesting. So we don't have the Parah Aduma today, but we're davening that Hashem should be metayer us. And the reason is, l'chayra, because it's mevur in the Svarim HaKdoshim, that even though we don't have tahayra, and the tahayra part of Tumah v'tahayra is not negeya b'zman hazeh, but the Tumah part of Tumah v'tahayra is negeya b'zman hazeh, right? We're all Tumah, meaning we don't have tahayra, but we have Tumah. So the tahayra part of the equation, unfortunately, we don't have. But the Tumah part of the equation, we do have. The Chida brings in his Sfarim that he believes that the Arizal, was only able to come to the Asagas that he came to because Eloyo Anavi was Megal himself to him and he sprinkled on him Efer from the Paraduma. He said it had to be that way. He said it wasn't Shaykh that somebody that's Tomei could have came to those Hasagas. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah, very famous Ramban, in the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, right? The Parashas Kedoshim begins by Dabra Hashem al Moshe Leim, and Dabra Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael V'yamarta Leim Kedoshim to you, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokei, Kedoshim to you, be holy. What does it mean, Kedoshim Tiyu? So Rashi says, it means Arayas. But the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, I don't think it means Dafka Arayas. And the Ramban says his famous piece about Novel Bushos HaTorah, that even though the Torah said, this you're allowed to do, this you're not allowed to do, this is a mitzvah, but there's also a concept of the spirit of the law, and not to be a Nazir Bushos HaTorah. So it says the Ramban, Toich Tvarav, Lefichach Ba'akos, Achri Shabar Toh Yisurim Sha'asar Oysam Lagamri, Vitzivar B'dover Kloli, Shini Aprushim and Amoisris, Yemai Pemishkol, a person should be Yemai Pemishkol, Kenyan Sha'am Rachas Chav Person should remember the terrible things that come from too much wine. Noyach, loit. V'chein, says the Ramban. So he's talking about the novel B'shos HaTorah. He's talking about being mekadesh yourself with moisters. V'chein yafresh atzrei min atoma, says the Ramban. A person should be poirish himself min atoma. Afal pi shaloi husarinu mimad b'toira. Even the Torah doesn't say anything about toma. Ki'inin she'eskiru, bigdei ama'oris medris l'prushin. U'kumay she'nikra ha'nozer kodosh. V'kbishomrei mituma sameis gamkein. So says Ramban, you see there's an idea in kadesh atzmecho b'mutalach. There's an idea of not to be metame. Because toma, even though there's no iser for a person to come, unless you're a kohen or a nazir, there's no iser to be metame to a mace, but at the same time, tumah, when it creeps into a person, it inhibits the person from being able to be masig his ruchnias. And as a result, l'chayra, I think this is the context that's important to properly appreciate what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. L'kach koyrim parashazu. That's what we read parashas para. L'espalo l'fon of yisbarach. To daven to Hashem. That even though we're tamei, and we have no ability right now to be metayr ourselves, and the fact that we're tamei gets in the way. It's a violation of kedoshim tiyu, like the Ramban says. It's not allowing us to be masig dasogas, like the chidah said, where he was mechiach, that Arizal must have somehow had a way to be metayer himself. And that tefillah is, Hagam aleinu yizrak mayim tohoirim b'meheiros. My hergish was that the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Menachos, Zoyisa toira lo'oilu l'mincho l'chatos u'l'asham. Kol oisik b'toira kilo ikriv oilu. And kol oisik b'toira z'chatos kilo ikriv chatos. V'chol oisik b'toira z'asham kilo ikriv asham. So perhaps kol oisik b'toira z'toma v'tahira, whether it's Masechtas Uktzin or Machshirin or Kalim or Tahiris, it's Ke'ilu Hikriv. So I think it's very apropos. It's Mamish Dova Be'itay Ma'atov. Mishnah Berurah says we read Parashas Par right before Pesach. So before Pesach, as we come to Yontif, so this is our tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Yizrek Mayim Tohoirim B'Mehera. So learning Perakah Arva Raitiv is definitely Neshama Parbis Faseinu. I mean, if listening to the Balkaira, Mafter, several psukim in Parashas Chukas is a kiyum of a neshama parmes faseinu of that tefillah. I think harving in the sugyas that we're harving on certainly is a kiyum at the very least of kol oisik b'toiras tumah v'tahira ki'ilu netahir. Either way, zok the Mishnah right there. Back to the halachas of uktzin, to the halachas of yad v'shoyma. So the backdrop of the daf last week was the very first Mishnah of Masechtas Uktzin. The Mishnah said that if you have oichel, and you come in contact with either a yad to that oichel, a shomer to the oichel. So the halach is koshu yad, v'loy shomer, tamei u'metamei. If it's a shomer, it's certainly tamei u'metamei. Meaning a yad and a shomer have an ability to be machnes toma and to be moitzi toma. The difference between a yad and a shomer is that a yad can't be mitzaref to the sheer tumas oichlin, the sheer kebeya, whereas a shomer could be mitzarev to the sheer tumas beya. As it relates to tumas nevela, the kizayis of tumas nevela, even a shomer doesn't have an ability to be mitzarev. It's learnt out from a pasuk. Another thing that we saw on daf kuf yud ches amid beis was a very important machloikis between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav said ein yad lepachas mikizayis. If you have a few pieces of food that together are going to be mitzarev to the sheer beya, any piece that's pachas mikizayis doesn't have a yad. The ein shomer lepachas mikapol. And a shomer on something that's pachas mikapul is not considered a shomer. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Yesh yad lepachas mikazayis, v'yesh shomer lepachas mikapul." So important machloekes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, what the minimum shear of oichel is for it to be able to have a yad, for it to be able to have a shomer. A third thing that we saw a lot about last week, and that is the concept of alal. What is alal? So machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, there's a pasuk in Iyuv, there's a shittas Rabbi Yehuda in the end of the first Mishnah in the Perek, but the concept that the Gemara discussed in its greatest detail was basa shapolta soysakin. So when you flay the skin of an animal, so very often a little bit of meat is going to get caught together with the ar that was now removed from the animal. And there's a special discussion in the Gemara as it relates to that basar. Does it have a chashivas? Does it not have a chashivas? Klapi the laws of Tumas Oichel. Why not? Maybe being that you removed it when you were flaying the animal, there's a svara bittel, right? Like you could be mevatel your chametz, even though it's here. But this it loses its chashivas because you said it should be ke'afradaris. It is a concept of being mevatel the basar. And by flaying it, you're thereby mevatelin. And again, a very special place in halacha as it relates to this. Again, these three things that we just mentioned, the Gemara discussed in very great detail. But either way, that is the backdrop for the next part of the daf. Zok the Mishnah. So there was or, that's the skin of an animal. A head on it, kizayis basar. And again, if somebody touches one string of meat, or somebody touches a hair, or maybe a bunch of hairs, the Gemara discussed, on the other side of the or, tame, the halach is, he's going to become tame. The reason he's going to become tame is because the hair is going to be deemed either a shomer or a yad, doesn't matter. The bottom line is that whether it's a shomer or a shomer and a yad is moitzi tuma. Thus, if somebody comes in contact with this tuma, even for tumas nevela, yad and a shomer can be moitzi umachnis. The only time nevela is different than oichlin is with regards to being mitztarif. But as it relates to being moitzi umachnis tuma, the lochers, he's going to be tuma. This is where it gets interesting. What happens if you have R and there were two half a zaysim that were attached? You didn't have a zayas, a basar, nevela together, one lump of zayas attached to the ark. But there was a half a zayas, and there was another half a zayas. So Rabbi Shmuel says, if somebody would carry this ark that has the two half a zayasim, he'd be tame tumas masa for carrying nevela. One of the unique qualities of tumas nevela is you're not only tame if you touch it, but you're also tame if you carry it. But if you merely touch it, you wouldn't be tame. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva says lebe maga v'lebe masa. You wouldn't be tame for touching it. You wouldn't be tame for carrying it either. What happens if you have two half a zaysim? They're not attached to R. And you took a kisem, you took like a toothpick or something, a little rod, and you attach them together. V'sit them and you move them. Shutami, then you're going to be tame tumas masa. The only time Rabbi Akiva holds, there's no Tumas Maga or Masa for the two half a Zaysim attached to the R, that's only if they were attached to R. But if they were not attached to R, but rather they're attached together with this Kisem, in that case, even Rabbi Akiva holds it going to be Chayv Masa. Why? Rabbi Akiva Matar Bars. What's the difference between the Kisem and the R? The reason is Mevatel. We saw this on Friday. Because the R is Mevatel each half a Zayis. Rabbi Akiva holds that the half a Zayis becomes bottled to the R. Rabbi Shmuel holds it doesn't become bottled to the R. Rabbi Akiva holds it does become bottled to the R. So again, what's this Mishnah? Mishnah saying this follows. If you have R and there's a Kizayis of Basar attached to the R, the halacha is if you come in contact through a hair that's attached to the R or through a piece of, everyone holds you're going to be tummy. There's no shayla you're going to be tummy. The question is where it wasn't one zayas together, there's two half a zayas and they're attached to the R. If you touch the R, everybody holds you're going to be tahar. There's no shayla you're not going to be tummy. The Gemara will discuss in a number of this. If you carry it, this is machalik from Rabbi Yois and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you metame the mass of Aleb and Maga. According to Rabbi Akiva, not. What's Pshar Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva explained himself. He explained it better in the Gemara. But in the Mishnah already, there's a one line where Rabbi Akiva gave us a little hesper. He said, because the R is mevatel each half his eyes. Each half his eyes becomes bottled to the R, so you don't have any chashivos of half his eyes and half his eyes to be mitzdarif to the eyes, because each half his eyes somehow becomes bottled to the R. Zokti Gemara Omar Ula Om Rabbi Yochanan. So Ula said over the name Rabbi Yochanan, Loishanu, this halacha of the Mishnah. Which halacha? That if you have a kizayis of basar nevela that's attached to the R, everybody agrees, Sai Rabbi Shmuel, Sai Rabbi Akiva, that if you come in contact now with this nevela, even if you touch a hair that's attached to the R, you'll be tamei. That's only true if it was poltasei chaya. If this piece of R, together with the basa, was removed from the nevela by a chaya. But if, let's say, you were flaying the animal, you were removing the skin yourself, professionally, an artisan did it, and a little bit of basar is now attached to it, in that case, poltasei sakin, batal, it's going to be batal. Omer Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told Ula, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, I feel getarta. Did Rabbi Yochanan say that this is true? That if somebody flayed the R and that's how the basa got detached, where
Rav Ula saying over there, Rav Yochanan, even if there's a kezayis, it's going to be bottled to the ark. Did he say even if it's bigger than kezayis, even if it's a shear of a tarta? Actually, says two pshat on what that means. Either a roiva kav or a tarta is a kaf meznayim. It's a scale. Amalei in, he said, yeah, feel kanafya, even if it's as big as a sieve. Amalei in, amalei. So Rav Nachman told Ula, I don't believe it, or I believe it, but hoyle kid, im amalei Rav Yochanan mipume. If Rabbi Yochanan was standing and he would tell this to me, Lo Yitzai Sinan, I wouldn't listen to him. It doesn't make sense. You, so a person, I mean, just picture the scene. You're removing the skin of an animal. You take off this huge glob of meat. So you're going to tell me, because it was removed while I was flaying the animal, hey, it's bottle ka'af for the ara, it's not shaykh for Tumas. I said, no way. If it's a small share, I can hear it. But once it's a kezayis, I'm not hearing it. Certainly, if it's bigger than a kezayis, and much bigger than a kezayis. Ula said, that's what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Nachman said, I hear. But I'm telling you, I don't care for Rabbi Yochanan. Said it. Even if Rabbi Yochanan was standing here and he would tell it to me, I wouldn't listen to what he said because it's not true. It's no way it's true. The Gemara says it was a postscript to the story. Rav Oshia went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkel Rav Ami. So Rav Oshia met Rav Ami. Amnor l'shmaite kameh. See, he told him over this exchange that took place. He said, Ochi Ama Ula. He said, Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan said that if somebody flays the skin of an animal, there's a big piece of meat attached to it, it's bottle. V'hochi adli Rav Nachman. And he said, Rav Nachman told Ula that I'm not mekabel, Rabbi Yochanan said, and even if Rabbi Yochanan would tell it to me straight, I still wouldn't listen. Amalei. So Rav Ami told Rav Oshia, Mishum de Rav Nachman chasin de v'nesiyah haba mezalzel b'shmaite. Rav Nachman was, of course, an Eidim by the Reish Kalusa. He said, because he's an Eidim by the Reish Kalusa, he feels he can talk so disrespectfully to Rabbi Yochanan. He's being mezalzel on Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, there's more to the story. Zim nash chedi yosef, v'kama le'aseifa. Rav Oshia was once walking, and he saw Rav Ami sitting, and he was darshaning. And he said over the following halach, oh, Yolav Shnei Chatzoy Zaysen, if you had R and half of two half of Zaysim on the R, Metame b'masav le'yum magad Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, I'm le'yum magad le'yum masav. So here you have the machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef. Is it Metame b'masav? According to Rabbi Shmuel, yeah, according to Rabbi Kiva, no. Said Rav Ami, so Rav Ami sang over Torah from his grace of Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, lo yishon al potos eichai, al potos eichai in bottle. That if it was removed by flaying, it'd be bottle. On my way, Rav Yishon heard Rav Ami said, and he realized that he said Rabbi Yochanan's halach on the Sefer of the Mishnah. He didn't say it on the Reish of the Mishnah. When we started the Gemara, Omer Ula Omer Rabbi Yochanan, lo yishon al potos eichai, Zok Rashi. Look at the first Rashi in the Gemara. Lo yishon al kezayah sholei, divrei akoy lo yibotol al potos eichai. Ula had said over Rabbi Yochanan's member on the Reish that even if you have a kezayis and it's so big that piece of meat, we assume you're mevatel. What did Rav Ami say? Rav Ami is now saying it over Shem Rabbi Yochanan, but not on the Reish, on the Sefer. Oh, the Sefer is a whole different shmuz. The Sefer was a chatzi zayis and a chatzi zayis. Each half a zayis, maybe is not choshev. So on my list, Rav Yochanan turns to Rav Ami. He said, Mara Sefer Mastila? Oh, you had this member of Rabbi Yochanan on the Sefer? I'm laying. So he turns to him, Rav Ami does. You have to know who's talking here. So Rav Ami turns to Rav Yochanan. He says, Oh, velu ula Reish Amin Aleichu? Meaning, when you told me that Ula said over the name Rabbi Yochanan in front of Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, even if Rabbi Yochanan told me himself, I wouldn't be mekabel. And Rav Ami was very upset. He said, "Oh, because Rav Nachman's an Eidim by the Reish Kalusa, by the Nasi. This is the way he talks." I'm like, "Yeah." He says, "Yeah, yeah. I Ula said it on the Reisha." I'm like, "Yes." Rav Ami said, "Oh, if Ula said it on the Reisha, not only do I agree with what Rav Nachman said, that if Rav Yochanan was standing here, I want to listen to Rav Yochanan." Ali Kimi, I'm like, "Yeshua ben Nun mishmei lights I seen alay. Even if Yeshua ben Nun was standing here, I still want to listen." Stating that, Zok the Gemara, Yosu Ravim Chol Nuchusi, when Ravim came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, as we're all familiar with. And all the other Rambam that went to learn in Eretz Yisrael, they came back to Bavel, Amru Aresha. They all reported back from Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rav Ami did on the Sefer, but rather on the Velakasha. So what's going on over here? It seems like Rav Nachman had a major issue with Rabbi Yochanan saying it on the Aresha. Even Rav Ami, right? And the take two of the story, he said, oh, if Yeshua ben Nun would tell to me, I want to be Mekabalist. The Gemara says, Tamar HaPapa b'merudat, HaChanami b'merudat. It's talking about where it's true, it was a kezayis. But the kezayis was like a thin strip of meat. Now, if you add up the volume or the size of the meat, right, it's a solid, not a liquid, but if you add it all up, you'd end up with a kezayis. But the point is, being that the meat itself was like so thin, so even though you had a shir chashiv, still there's a svara to say that maybe it was. But let's start the next Gemara, then we'll speak out some rage. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. You have R, there's two half as Asim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Tumas Masa, no Tumas Maga. According to Rabbi Akiva, no Tumas Masa and no Tumas Maga. This is all true. This, that Rabbi Shmuel said that there's no Tumas Maga, that's if you touched it from the R side. avon b'fana. But let's say you would touch the meat. Yesh negeya v'chayzav v'negeya. Now you read the words yesh negeya v'chayzav v'negeya. It sounds like if you touch a half a zayas and then you touch a half a zayas, it's mitzdarif, like a chatzi shir. But Rashi, it's not what it means. What it means is that you would touch both halves at the same time, even though the halves are not attached. Thus, it's negeya v'chayzav v'negeya. But if you touch both halves at the same time, that would enough to be Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein negeya v'chayzav v'negeya." That would Rabbi Shmuel. Certainly, Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah say that you're not chayev for maga in such a case. It's even if you touched. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. That enters an oil. So what's the halacha? Now, this tumas oil. What happens if it was nech, like a half a zayis and a half a zayis? They went in separately. So the halacha is, Rabbi Yisrael ben Hurkin is mitayr, the chacham is mitamay. Rabbi Yisrael ben Hurkin says it's toil, chacham says it's tummy. It's up to Gemara. Lav, Omer, Rabbi Yisrael ben Hurkin is hasam, ein mal, v'chayzim mal. So you see that you're not mitstar of two half a zayisim that enter an oil at the same time. Hachanami, ein negev, v'chayzim negev. So too, two half a zayisim are not going to be mitstar of for tumas maga. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah says that there's no tumas maga. And Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkinus, who said a half a zayis and a half a zayis that enter together at the same time, but they're just not attached, are not mitzdarif. They're saying the same shita, that you're not mitzdarif two half a zayis and to establish a shir zayis as it relates to a tumas. This is Rabbi Yochanan shitasa. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Shmuel's halach is true, even if you touched it, you were negeya v'chayzav v'negeya, meaning ain noigeya v'chayzav v'negeya. This is the same Rabbi Shmuel. It's Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosef. But the Gemara asks an obvious question. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkinus stems. As if to say Rabbi Akiva doesn't stem where Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkinus. Freit the Gemara, mid Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkinus, Rabbi Shmuel. If Rabbi Akiva saying Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkinus is like Rabbi Shmuel, it sounds like Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva. For Rabbi Akiva, Turei Kometaher. If anything, Rabbi Akiva is worse. Rabbi Akiva says it's not even Tumas Masa. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say that only Rabbi Shmuel works with Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkinus? L'chayr kal v'chaymer that Rabbi Akiva stems with Rabbi Doisa ben Horkines. So the Gemara says, no, at kan lekum tar Rabbi Kiva elabar. It's true, Rabbi Kiva said tar, but Rabbi Kiva only said tar by ar. Aval ba'alma metamo. Kidiktani seifa, Rabbi Kiva said mefurish in the seifa. Meaning, what Yochanan is saying is a very big chiddush. It could be, when it comes to the laws of negei, of achayzim and negei, maybe Rabbi Kiva is even more machmir than Rabbi Shmuel. The reason Rabbi Kiva is making on the Mishnah is because he holds that the basar becomes bottled to the ar. Umayd Rabbi Akiva, beis chatzoy zeish, shetach from a kisa visit and shutame. You see, Rabbi Kiva holds that you could be mechaber the two half a zeisim and move it and be chayev. Umneimar Rabbi Kiva metar ba'ar. Why was it Rabbi Kiva said yotar in our Mishnah? It was neisha ar mevatlan. It's only because the ar was mevatlan. The point is, says the Gemara, that it's only Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkides and Rabbi Yochanan that were Amru Davarech. Masavar Ukuvar Chama, Bin of Lassam, it says in the Pasuk, Vlassam, Bayesh of Arshiach, Alabes Chatzoy Zaysim, that if you have Ar that has two half a Zaysim, you're not going to be Chayef for Tumas Mak, Yoch Abamas. I would think you shouldn't be Chayef Tumas Mas either. Tamalam Van Noisa Yitman, Divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, who holds two half a Zaysim attached to the Ar, there's no Tumas Maga, but there is Tumas Mas. Let's learn that from a pasuk. Bin of Lassam is Mamayit Maga. Vahanoise Yitma is Marva Mas. Rabbi Kiva says, Hanegeya Vahanoise. Rabbi Kiva says, once there's no Maga, there can't be Masa either. See, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva gave a svara to explain the Shita. Here there's a biblical source for it. He said, Ashabolachal Maga, Bolachal Masa. Loy Bolachal Maga, Loy Bolachal Masa. I mean that there's no Maga. Shmuel agrees there's no maga, therefore there's no masi. Afraid the Gemara of him Isa. Now, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Bar Pod is right, that even Rabbi Shmuel who said there's no maga, it's only if you didn't touch both, or if you touched it, may achrav. Have a lefanov if you touch it from the front. Yesh negev v'chayzav negeya. Harei bolachal maga milafanov. How could you tell me it's loy bolachal maga? It sounds like Rabbi Kiva is telling Rabbi Shmuel, you're masking there's no maga. So if there's no maga, there's no masa. L'chayrim, no. Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, I'm not masking there's no maga. Oh, there's no mask if you touch a me'achra, but if you touch a milafanov, so bishlami like Rabbi Yochanan, even if you touch a milafanov, there's no maga. But according to Rabbi Doisa, Ben Hurkinus, where if you touch it, me'achrov, there is going to be maga. So what's Rabbi Kiva telling Rabbi Shmuel that if there's no maga, there is maga? I'm a Rabbi, you have to say, Achikom, Eshabolachal maga, b'chol tzad, bolachal masa. Loi bolachal maga, b'chol tzad, loi bolachal masa. What he meant to say is that the only time you have masa is if you have maga, no matter which side you touch it on. You touch it in the front, you touch it in the back. But being that you agree that if you touch it from behind, there's not going to be tumas maga, then l'chayre, there shouldn't be tumas masa either. Boim, Rav Avyo Saba, me Rabba Barafuna, Kulestum. The Rabbi Ishmael, Maushetatama,
Kulis is the thigh bone, and it's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. So Kulis, that was stuma, it was closed off completely, but there's marrow inside the thigh bone. We saw this last week already, that the Kulis has marrow, has marach inside. And as a result, it's considered a shomer, the bone is, but there's flesh inside. So what's the halacha? So Rav Avya Saba asked Rabbi Bar Avuna the following question. If you have a Kulis stuma, according to Rabbi Shmuel, mashet the tamar, does it become tameh? Tumas Masa or not? What was the shayla? Isle the Rabbi Shmuel Shabalachal Maga Bolachal Masla Bolachal Magal Bolachal Masa. Doesn't he agree principally with Rabbi Akiva that the only time you can have Tumas Masa is you also have Tumas Magal? V'achahenu Tama. And the reason in the Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's Tumas Masa for the two half of Zaysim attached to the R is Mishnah the Bolachal Magal. Because there is maga. I thought Rabbi Shmuel says in the Mishnah there's no maga. No, milufanov. He had like barpada. So there is maga. Oydilma lesley. Or maybe it doesn't hold the svar at all. So it doesn't have to be islay. Meaning, in svar, there should be tomas masa if you carry the kulis. Unless you'll tell me that Rabbi Shmuel agrees principally to Rabbi Akiva that there's a svar of balachla maga, balachla masa. In the Mishnah, you have balachla maga, even though Rabbi Shmuel said in the Mishnah there's no maga. Because it's only me'achrav, like barpada said, not milufanov. Or maybe he disagrees. He doesn't hold it his whole halacha. So it's true, there's no way to have maga. Because what's unique about the kulis, you can't have maga. It's a kulis stuma. How are you going to touch the marrow? So here it's not possible maga. Being that it's not possible maga, is there masa or not? If masa needs maga, then there won't be masa. If masa doesn't need maga, then even though there's no maga, maybe there will be masa. So who asked this question? Rav Avya Saba asked this question to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So Rabbi Rav Huna, here's the question. Amalei tells him, look, Urva Parach, there's an Oirev, there's a raven flying on top. That was is just a nice way of changing the topic. Amalei, I didn't realize it was so simple. I didn't get this memo last Sunday. Urva Parach. The raid. No, Amalei Rabba, Amalei Rabba Bray. So Rava, who was Rabbi Bar Rav Huna's son, heard Rabba Bar Rav Huna ignore Rav Avya Saba's question. So he told him, "Lav Hainu Rav Avya Saba mi Pumpadisa." Isn't this the famous Rav Avya Saba from Pump? Not Tatlafush. From Pumpadisa, the Mishabach Lamarbe Gavei, the Gavre Rabu that you said that he's a Gavre Rabu. So why are you talking to him disrespectfully? He's a Gavre Rabu. Amalei, so he told him back a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. He told him Samchuni Baashishus. He wasn't going to win today. So he told him a pasuk. What did he mean to say? Rashi says it's an interesting Rashi. He says Koloi Martz. He says, I feel too schwach today. He said, he gave a big shir today. The Shabbos had regal hoysa. It was yontif time, and the oilam came to the shir. He said he was wiped out. He said he didn't have koyach to learn the shayla. This is not an easy question. If you would have asked me a shayla, you know. And it's one thing, but you know, to start delving into the depths of this machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and the Sachtas Uksan. This is another example where you see the Tanoim and the Amoraim. Even they were Zoichal and Verayadin when it came to Sugiyas and the Sachtas Uksan. Either way, we'll end with one Ha'ara, and we'll pick up the crux of the Reitim, Yetz Hashem, tomorrow. And that is, so on the bottom of Daf, Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Amoraim had a Mesoira that Rabbi Yochanan said, with regards to the halach of Ur Sheyeshol of Kizayis Basar, Loishanu El Poltosai Chaya, Avapoltosai Sakim Bottle. And Ulu, when he said over this halach in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, seemed to say that it doesn't matter how big the piece of meat is. You have the Ur of an animal, is a huge piece of meat. It doesn't matter how big it is. It could be the size of a nafya. Apparently, that was very big. The size of a sieve. The halach is, it's not subject to Tumas Eichlin. Doesn't matter that it's an Avela, there's no Maga, there's no Masa, there's nothing. Why not? Because we assume that when you flay the animal, you will mevatel it. And the Gemara says, Rav Nachman heard this halacha and he was very disturbed. He said, "Oh, elikin, that's a lashon shvua. Im amali Rabbi Yochanan mipume loisasin alei. If Rabbi Yochanan would tell it to me himself, I wouldn't listen to him." And then Rav Ami heard the story, and when he realized what the real story was, he took it a notch higher. He said, "Oh, elikin, im amali Yeshua ben Nun mishmei loisai. Even if Yeshua ben Nun would tell it to me." Interesting is why Yeshua ben Nun. And if anything, if you're trying to make a point, b'chayre, you should say Moshe Rabbeinu, the mechaber in Yerideya, simin reish membeis hilchis kovid rabbi the Talmud Chacham. So he's discussing the kovid that you have to have for a rabbi and for a Talmud Chacham. Sifkaton lamid vav. If somebody's talking to his friend and his friend tells him something, he tells him a svar. He says a vart. He says any mechabo mimcha imoyiso ke Moshe. Even if you were like Moshe Rabbeinu, I wouldn't be Makabal. Malkin Oisai. We give him Malkus. Mishum Bizdoy.
Because he was Mevaza. Now, Pasha, it sounds like he was Mevaza the person, right? He's telling him, you're Sfar, such a Sfar. Even Moshe Rabbeinu would say it, right? That's how little I'm Machshav. But the Taz says that's not what the Shulchan Aruch means. Shulchan Aruch does not mean he's being Mevaza the person. He's being Mevaza Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Because he's equating, you can't even say words like this. You can't even equate a person to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is 100% off limits. That when it comes to using Moshe Rabbeinu in the context of telling someone you're saying Shtosim, you can't do that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Malkin Oisim Mishum Bezoy. Says the Vilna Gaon and Bir Agra. What's the makar to this? Says the Gaon. You know what the makar is? It's a Gemara in Perikah Arva Raitiv. Shalakach Amru, Ilu Amru Yeshua Benun. For like, come on, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he say Moshe Rabbeinu? Oh, because Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not allowed to say. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Malkin Oisim Mishum Bezoy. So the Chassam Sofer says that it's not Muchach. He says he thinks the reason we said Yeshua Benun was for a whole different point. Fakir, in saying Yeshua Benun, you're saying Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we know Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabo's Torah from Sinai. Very good. We speak out the Ramami Pano all the time. That the Ramami Pano says that Pnei Moshe was Kipnei Acham, Pnei Yeshua was Kipnei Alavana. The Levana is the Mara Katan. The Levana doesn't have its own source of light. All it does is reflect. Yeshua Benun was Vahunar. He was a Katan. He was a Mara Katan. He was 100% Moshe Rabbeinu Medaber Mitoich Groinoi. Says the Chassam Sofer, Faket, that's exactly what Ravami was saying. Even if it was Yeshua Benun, who obviously heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, still ain't with the Mimakab. Now, to say it about Moshe Rabbeinu, that would be like saying, even though Moshe Rabbeinu heard it from the Eibishter, says something, but that Avadi you can't say. And that's not what Rav Ami was saying. Rav Ami was saying is, Ilu Ami Yeshua Benun, but Al-Kopanim, as I say, I'm sorry for right here in Masechta Schulim. But that's not what the Vilna Gaon says in his Bir Agra. And the truth is, the Beis Yosef says in Mefurish. This Mechaber is Lishitasai to what he says in Beis Yosef. But just to end with one Kasha, and this Kasha, Be'ez Hashem, last week we ended off with a Kasha one day, we didn't get back to it. But this one, Be'ez Hashem, we'll try to get back to. And that is as follows. And this is a well-known Kasha, but really it's a springboard to a lot of rage. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah in Perek Tes Halacha Dalet says as follows. He's talking about a Navi. And this is a Navi who's about Moifes. This is a Navi who already established himself with his tzidkus and his chasidus and his oises and moifesim, that he is worthy of communicating with Hashem and prophesizing to the Jewish people. This Navi comes into Beis Medrash one day, and he wants to be oiker odover mehadvarim. He wants to alter a halacha in the Torah. The Chet says the Rambam. If a Navi wants to be oiker odover mehadvarim, oisha amar bedin medine Torah, shehashem tzivaloi shehadin kach. He's not being oiker odover mehadvarim, but he's being machriya teiku. He's coming. There was a safek, there was a shayla, there was a din in the gavra, the cheftza. He says, Hashem told me, b'chaloyim halayla, that this is the way it is. V'halacha k'divrei plani, or he said something as subtle as that the halacha is like Rav. The halacha is like Shmuel. Harezen Navi Sheker, says the Rambam. This Navi's dead on arrival. He's a Navi Sheker, v'yichonek. And he's chayiv me, says, bezdin. Afa pisha asa ois. It doesn't matter what he did to prove his point. Why? Shari bala hak chishtayra. Sha'amra leba shamayimi. Because by definition, by saying that Hashem came to me and told me to tell this to you, he's contradicting a pasuk in the Torah. Because it says in the Torah, Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois, le-nifleisi mimcha, fulay rechayki, le-ba shamayim ilayimai. Now, Pasha, what it means to say is, number one, the mitzvah ha-zois is referring to tshuva. Le-ba shamayim, that even though tshuva seems so daunting, le-ba shamayim, it's doable. But Chazal darsh le-ba shamayim, that Torah is something that needs to be established by al-mahadei. Torah doesn't come from shamayim. So if this Navi is saying that he had a nevuah to tell him dinei Torah, then by definition we know he's lying. So as a result, says the Rambam, is a Navi Sheker, and he's going to get chenek. But the bottom line is, says the Kesef Mishnah, who's also the Beis Yosef, says the Kesef Mishnah, what I see in this Rambam is a Dover Nifla, and that is that Torah can never be determined by shamayim. So if there's a Nevuah, or a Ruach HaKodesh, or a Ba, it doesn't matter what it is. Torah loy b'shamayim he. Not to be oiker adavim yadvarim, not even to be machriya adavar. So if there's a machloikis, you can never be machriya anything min ha-shamayim. Freik de Beis Yosef, if that's the case, I have a Pella. We know that there were two schools in Klal Yisrael. There was Shammai and there was Sil. There was Beis Shammai, there was Beis Sil. And the Gemara said, Nomzach gekriegt. Until a baskel came out, and the baskel was machriya, that halacha ke Beis Hillel. So lechayra, freik de Beis Yosef, how could we know that the halacha is like Beis Hillel based on a baskel? I mean, so much of our Torah, so much of the Torah Shabbat Peh that we have in Messiah comes from a baskel that was machriya, that halacha is like Beis Hillel. Because if the halacha was like Beis Shammai, the world would look very different. And it's all because of this baskel. The Rambam said, Now, why are we talking about this now? We're not learning Bishan this all. Because the Kesav Mishnah says, you know what? I think the Rambam's, it's amazing. I mean, this is something that everyone heard. Right? But it says the Beis Yosef, you know what the Makar is? The Makar is, I think this Gemara right here, Perek Arva right here. Because what did Rav Ami mean when he said, if Yeshua Benun would tell me, I wouldn't listen to him? He was going to say, because in Svar it doesn't make sense. And the only thing Yeshua Benun has over me, maybe you'll tell me, he's a Navi. I don't care. Tell you Rav Ami. And that was the punchline that he was trying to say. As Yosef Kesav Mishnah. So in our Gemara, we see, amidst all the Tome V'Tahir and all the Shver Gemaras of Uktzin, you see another idea. That Torah Le B'Shemayim, Yeshua Ben Nun can say we wouldn't be Mekabel. If it doesn't make sense to us, we're not going to be Mekabel. Ein L'dayin El Masha Ein Avrayas. If that's the case, and that's the Makar to this Rambam in the end of Perek Tes, Hilchus Yisoydei HaTorah, Freitikas of Mishnah, how is it that we were Machria, the Machloikis, between B'Shamay and B'Shul, based on a Basko? Why is that any different than if Yeshua Ben Nun was standing and saying a Svara in what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Amiram said they wouldn't be Makabalah. Why? Says the Kesav Mishnah, because Torah Leibah Shamayim. If Torah is Leibah Shamayim, how is a Baskel Machriya the Machloikis, B'Shamayim B'Sovol, Yetz Hashem, Uit Chazoyim L'Moyed.